Jefferson West locker room chatter continues here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman joined now by the Tigers boys basketball coach, that is Joe Smith, and always brought to you by each week by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, always good to get you on the air for a few minutes. We always appreciate it very much. Two games to talk about since we spoke in the first week last week, but let's start with the opener. You know, a great game, very good Valley Falls team in the 2A classification. You guys hosted them in the opener last week. 59-57, you guys get the win in that season opener last week. Take us back to that one. Obviously, a great way to open up the year with a victory.
Yeah, Valley Falls is a well-coached team, and, you know, always in the mix, always in the hunt. It was our first game, so, you know, we had some moments where we looked, pretty undisciplined, in my opinion, and, kind of out of character. The environment in the gym was insane, and I think our guys were a little amped up, but once we settled down, we kind of, you know, turned things around, got some stops, and were able to, you know, get out and run and get some things in transition offensively.
Yeah, and you guys tried to keep that momentum going on Tuesday night. You know, Jefferson County North, a team that got some good size and some good athletes, you know, very good multi-sport athletes that have multiple years of varsity experience, and another very good game, another two-point game, but this time JCN, you know, they come out on the winning side of it, 45-43, so kind of a different, you know, obviously a different look on the scoreboard, but again, a little bit lower scoring, but JCN coming away with the win on Tuesday night. Take us back to that one. What's your takeaway there?
The big thing is, you know, if you don't watch film and you only look at the, final scores of games and you see their first two games, I think they lost to Rock Creek by, 50 or more, and then they lost to, Perry the first week. Just looking at the final scores, I mean, you would assume, that they were not a very good team. But watching film and playing against them, I mean, that's a, I think they'll surprise a lot of people this year. I mean, that's a really good team, a really disciplined team, well-coached team, a lot of size. And, I mean, they played tremendously hard. It's kind of hard to get them, you know, sped up and out of their stuff. They just kind of do what they're supposed to do. And we had some chances to get a win last night. We just couldn't pull it away. You know, a bunch of careless turnovers late, and, you know, just being a little bit more of that undisciplined team in stretches that we saw in week one. So hopefully these, you know, next 2 days we can get some things cleaned up and try to finish it out strong going into Christmas break.
Yeah, do you feel like that game against JCN was more on the side of just one too many mistakes on your end, kind of letting it slip away there?
I'm not going to say that, because that would discredit, you know, how well they played last night. I do think that we had some, some opportunities to make some plays that we were not able to make. They zoned us last night, which, you know, I think some of our guys kind of got, you know, disinterested in the game because of that. You know, I think that, a lot of people kind of want to, you know, get up and down and play a little bit, and, you know, a zone game is, you know, kind of a thinking man's game, and you got to be patient and take your time. And I thought that, you know, we kind of, you know, fell asleep and lost interest in the game at times is what it seemed like to me. So just trying to, you know, keep guys engaged and, keep them doing the right things and not being disinterested in the game when it slows down and when things are going our way. But, I mean, to say all of that and say that, you know, we still had a chance to win a game and only lost by two, I think, being battle-tested this early in the season, with a lot of room to grow, I think that, that'll only help us moving forward.
Yeah, for sure. You guys are going to see some Big East League teams next week before the break, but your third consecutive Northeast Kansas League opponents here on Friday night in what is now going to be game number three. You go to McLouth. You know, they sit here at 1-1 on the season. They beat Central Heights but lost to Pleasant Ridge by two on Tuesday night. What's kind of the expectation for the turnaround in this game on Friday at McLouth?
You know, I'm going the same as the other two. Going into the JCN game, you know, we kind of tried to, you know, piggyback off of some of the things that we didn't do well in the Valley Falls game and just kind of, you know, early in the season trying to mesh and, focus on ourselves and not making excuses for our guys. But, I mean, we have, like we talked about in week one, quite a few transfers and not a lot of guys that have played, you know, varsity basketball. So while we, you know, do have a talented roster, like, we also trying to, you know, still, you know, kind of claim an identity and figure some things out on the fly and get guys to, you know, to mesh and, and work together as a team. So, you know, like I said, we are talented, but we still got a ways to go in that aspect.
Jefferson West boys basketball coach, that is Joe Smith. Always appreciate the few minutes. Again, a win over Valley Falls last week. JCN, a two-point win over the Tigers on Tuesday. Game three for Jeff West coming up on Friday. They're going to travel to McLeod. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you one more time next week before the break.
All righty. Thank you very much.